We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
What I like about having Layla here on Wednesdays, other than like her friendship and company and sense of humor.
Fine. Those things aren't important anymore. What if I'm Wreck Layla? Did you ever think about that concept?
I did not think about that. Is she the nemesis or partner in the alternate universe with Wreck Han?
Wait. Nemesis, obviously.
Because if it's an alternate universe, then they could actually partner up on stuff.
What fun is that?
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so you can be the nemesis. But what I like about
pitcher goes 9 innings.
I actually am really enjoying what's happening on Twitch, and I hope that it starts to happen on the text lines now, of relievers that Rick Hahn is going to add. And here's the thing. It has to be old relievers.
Zach Britton is available. He's on the 60-day, by the way.
Perfect.
Exactly.
That's perfect. 2-year deal. Just give him a 2-year deal, get his baseball information and get him out there. But what I like is that Dan and I are doing all this granular stuff when it comes to the Bears on Monday and Tuesday. It's nice to get a different point of view from the game that we saw on Monday with you on Wednesday. So what did you take away from their loss to the Giants?
I'm still trying to find what Texter said. It was Sean Doolittle and somebody else that he traded for in like a 2-minute span. All right.
Corey Knebel,
thank you. All right, a couple of notes that I have here from my notes app, which is not my notebook, but it was just going to have to do. There were still issues with point of attack tackling.
Yes.
And I know you guys have talked about a lot of this stuff, but I've been in a lot of meetings before work this week, and we have a lot of preparation for the marathon. So
Layla is going to be broadcasting the marathon for NBC5, by the way. So if you're watching, if you're up with the runners, Layla will be there breaking it all down.
And I think that there's no question when it comes to doing the job that we all know him to do, Eddie Jackson is still getting the job done. Like, you cannot argue with his turnover production.
I thought that he tackled well on Sunday.
I hope it makes him happy. But there were tackles initially on those first two drives where he missed point of attack tackles. So he was not the only one, though, by the way. And I
dear God, no, he was not the only one.
No, and like, I know we're hopeful about Morrow, but like, do you really? The Giants got all the mismatches they wanted. We've talked a lot about just creating matchups, and typically we're talking about basketball. But in this case, when you look at how opposing offenses have attacked the Bears' defense, who they're going after, it's especially glaring when half of your secondary are rookies. And then you have an injury situation that causes guys like Kendall Vildor to be in a bad place for their personal skill set out on the field. We can all agree on that, yes?
Yes.
What are you laughing about over there?
Paul Ossenmacher.
All right, we're getting somewhere.
Sergio Romo.
Nobody's topping Juan Manaea. Like, Rekhan trading back for Juan Manaea is my peak.
Rob Dibble, Randy Myers.
No, I'm not
the Nasty Boys.
I'm not running the marathon. I'm anchoring the marathon. Rich Hill and Kyle Farnsworth.
Tiago Vera.
Yes, I love this so much.
The Jamie Moyer thing is pretty funny.
He's over 50.
He was pitching until he was, what, 47?
49.
49? Was that the last year? Was that with the Rangers?
No, it was with the Rockies.
God, that's bad. Marmol?
Carlos Marmol. This is so good. Guys, I'm not running the marathon. I'm anchoring. Anchoring. It's on NBC5 from 7 to 11. And we have an extra broadcast that we're going to do online and on our Fast channel. That's on Peacock. It streams where you can see people you know cross the finish line as well afterward.
Yeah, I don't think anyone from the Odyssey family is running it. Josh Liss, I believe, has run it before. He's also very fast. I've been in 5Ks and 8Ks, and I'll see Josh at the starting line, and then I'll be huffing and puffing, and he's been like, hey, bud, how long you been here, Josh? Oh, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's very
fast. My buddy
fast.
John Solimasi, who you know.
Solly, my running. Man!
Yeah. Shout out to John. Okay, so here's a couple things. Like, number one, I love that we can talk about Justin Fields in the way we are and try to be critical of passing, and I understand that that comes with the territory. But when the man is sacked 5 times in the first half, and going into the Texans game, I don't think that changed with the Giants. He's pressured the most on his dropbacks of any other quarterback in the National Football League. Let's slow our respective roll on everything else. It's why I asked Tim Jenkins about pre-snap assignments. Who is sliding coverages? Who is in charge of protections? Who is doing what pre-snap? Especially when Lucas Patrick, who is trusted to be this team's center, is now playing a different position. Is that the natural position for Sam Mustipher? Whose responsibility is it in the offense? Is it the center's? Because if so, you've got a guy playing out of position, so these questions have to be asked. Additionally, from a blocking standpoint, why is it that every time I saw Fields complete passes, there had to have been some sort of guard-center double-team combo there on the left side? That is not ideal. The two of them need to be able to handle one individual easily when it comes to a down lineman rushing. You want me to go on?
Yes. You got another 60 seconds.
All right. Slides still look bad. That was something that we were concerned about.
Still a little too baseball slidey.
Unfortunately, I think you guys touched on this. Kyler Gordon had a terrible game.
And he is going to continue to get picked on.
He extended an entire scoring drive by himself in penalty yards. And that's just not what you need to have happen. There was a face mask, by the way, on Equanimeous St. Brown that wasn't called.
That is true.
I don't understand why the broadcast didn't talk about that. I don't understand why nobody else saw it. It was painfully obvious. So when people are talking about Justin Fields throwing the ball somewhere receivers can't catch, I don't know what you're supposed to do about that problem either. Also, Wani said something to me that I think is important. For offensive rhythm's sake, take 2 shots each half. We all know I love shots, but this time I'm talking about shots downfield.
Shots, shots, shots,
alcohol,
shots, shots, shots.
Vaccine, shots downfield. All of these play. I am
Everybody.
Pro all of these things. So take your 2 shots downfield because you can catch defenses sleeping and get your chunk plays that way.
That is Layla Rahimi going into the notebook to talk about the Bears. We are going to take a break, and you know why?
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Sure.
The reason why they bit on bootleg so much was because Saquon Barkley is who they had to defend.
And they clearly had that as their note.
Dalvin Cook, don't be scared of him.
You should be scared of everything the Vikings have on offense.
They should be, but here's the problem. We thought Kirk Cousins was going to eat everybody's lunch the day the Bears were running you and I out there at secondary when everybody had COVID. And how many yards did Justin Jefferson get that day? Like 12? It was something paltry and bad.
How about this? Look this up, and you can do this at home. Look up Kirk Cousins' splits for noon starts.
But don't check out Monday night because it'll give you false confidence. 630, my preferred shot is all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.